Jesus said to the 12, "You will be hated by all because of my name, but whoever endures to the end will be saved. When they persecute you in one town, flee to another. Amen, I say to you, you will not finish the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes. No disciple is above his teacher, no slave above his master. It is enough for the disciple that he become like the teacher, and the slave that he become like the master. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more those of his household?" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
To canonize a saint, I think most of us know, we have a few things we need. They have to pass a test that they have heroic virtue, and they have to have two miracles given to them. But back in the early church, they didn't have that. They knew someone was a saint because they were a martyr. And that was pretty much the only way they said, yeah, that person's definitely in heaven. Today we have one of, if not the first saint, who is not a martyr, but everyone in the church almost immediately said, he is in heaven, he must be. In the church, we call that a confessor. Not like confession, but a confessor is someone who is so bold, he lived as if he was okay being martyred, but that chance never came. Today, the saint is Saint Athanasius. During his time, there's a heresy called Arianism, where everyone was saying, Jesus isn't God. He's just a really great person. And so many people were leaving the faith for this heresy. Athanasius boldly proclaimed the faith of the church. He stood up against four emperors who exiled him again and again and again. And he lived his life as if he'd be happy to be martyred. He had absolutely no fear and held fast to the faith that God gave us. Our gospel, Jesus tells us, everyone will hate you because of my name. At the same point in the first reading, the true victor is the one who believes in Jesus Christ. If we want victory, we will be hated. And that's okay. And that's good. Briefly, to our eighth graders, you guys are 8 days away from your confirmation. I have a dream of one day stop calling it confirmation prep, but martyrdom prep. Because this is not graduation. It's very much putting your life on the line like Athanasius, saying, I'm going to live my life by the power of the Holy Spirit as if I'd be happy to be martyred. If it doesn't come, fine. But if it does, that's fine too. After your confirmation, you'll be sent out to proclaim the good news. And you'll be hated if you're saying Jesus' name. But you'll have the true victory. There is no such thing as joy without being hated for the name of Jesus also. If there's any fear, if there's any cowardice, if there's anything that's saying, I don't want to proclaim Jesus' name, bring that to your confirmation. The apostles were also afraid. They had some cowardice in their hearts, and they were afraid to say the name of Jesus. They didn't know how. But on Pentecost, they were given everything they needed to proclaim Jesus' name. Go into your confirmation asking for that gift, and I'll give it to you. The gift to be bold enough to stand for the faith and to be okay being martyred. St. Athanasius never had that chance. Most of us probably won't be martyred either. But we have to live our life boldly like him. Or else our lives will be boring. And we won't say the name of Jesus. And there won't be the joy he has for us. St. Athanasius, pray for us.